double moored the capsized Gaussian logboat to the shore.
What in the name of fair and feathers are you two doing here?
Bisky waved cheerily to him.
We've come to save you, in case you were in trouble.
Double shook his head in disbelief.
Me? In trouble? Oh, and where did you get the Gaussian logboat? Who said you could borrow it?
Spingo stamped a paw irately.
That was old Brightsnout's idea. We found it up a side stream with some others, but I wish we'd left it where it was now, flipping useless thing.
Double gave the slim craft a sharp heave, tipping the water out and setting it upright. He retrieved the paddles, throwing them in the logboat.
Well, at least you picked the pride of the fleet. That's Tugger Bruster's vessel. He won't let any beast near it.
Spingo giggled.
I'm glad it was that old Sarahface's boat I pinched. Shame we never sunk it for good.
Bisky went a few paces down the bankside and retrieved their haversacks, which were safe and dry.
Good job I slung these ashore before we were shipwrecked. Anyone for a bite of supper?
Double winked at the man.
Oh, I think we can manage a bite or two, especially if those victuals come from Redwall. Come on, you can get dried out by our fire.
The searchers sat around the fire, steam rising from them as they listened to the account of Double's travels. A Red Wall supper was much appreciated. Zoran took an immediate liking to Friar Skirple's hefty dumplings. The rest, including dandelion and burdock cordial, went down exceedingly well. Bisky brought Double up to strength on the news from the Abbey prior to their departure, finishing with their encounter with Tugger Bruster. Double averted his face from the firelight, obviously embarrassed.
I don't blame you for what you did to Bruster, mate. I know he's me father, but I've never liked him. He's always been a bully and a sly beast. Do you know, I used to look at other young gals whose dads had been killed or gone off missing, and I wished I was like him. Awful thing to say, ain't it?
Spingo nudged the Gaussian shrew playfully.
My dad always says, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. So never mind, Dubbo. You've always got us. We're as good as family.
They sat in silence, gazing into the flames, until Zoran noticed them yawning.
Sleep now. I keep watch. Dry and warm here you sleep.
The otter brought some moss and dried grasses from the back ledges, spreading them around. Double curled up next to his friends.
Aye. Sleep. And while you do, try and think of an idea that'll help Zoran and me to collapse that entrance in. Redwall wouldn't be troubled again by whites and that big snake, if you could.
Watching the shifting water patterns cast by the firelight on the ledges, listening to the peaceful gurgle of the night stream water as it played along the bankside, the three young creatures fell asleep, each with their own thoughts and dreams. Starlight twinkled along Zaran's double-bladed sword. She sat outside on the rocks, ever watchful, determined that the tragedy which had befallen her own family would not be visited on her new young friends.
This ends Disc 8.